Harper?
Well, this is my continental breakfast. French toast, Spanish omelet, and Polish sausage.
Fantastic!
I knew you'd go for it, Bubba.
Oh, not the food, Grandma. The stock market. My Dynatech shares are up a half a point.
Well, don't tell me you have been using your lunch money to play the stock market.
Oh, it's for my business class. Professor Chambers had us pick out stocks and buy imaginary shares, and I'm up an imaginary $1,500.
Well, that's great. Soon you'll be able to afford an imaginary car. Now, quit your dreaming and eat your real sausage.
Oh, Miss Harper, look at this. Prince Andrew and Fergie are expecting again.
Well, I ain't a bit surprised with that gal's breeder hips.
Would you get a load of that christening gown that the baby's gonna wear? Oh, I want one exactly like that for Sweet Pea.
Well, for heaven's sakes, that belongs to the English royal family. Ain't gonna find that at Sears.
Well, then I will find something better.
You won't have to. You got the Harper family christening gown. I'm telling you, that thing has been spit up on by every Harper since the turn of the century.
Well, perhaps it's time we retired it.
Morning, everybody.
Here you are. Get over here and eat your breakfast.
Oh, no time for breakfast, Mama. Just coffee. Big excitement down at Quick Keys today.
Oh, yeah? What's going on? You got a new shipment of deadbolts coming in?
Nope. I got to get the store in tip-top shape. B.D. Larson is coming to Raytown.
Who's that, Uncle Vint?
B.D.? B.D. is a big VIP, the CEO.
What the hell is this, Scrabble?
B.D. Larson is the chief executive officer of Bernice, the corporation that owns Quick Keys.
Oh, you mean the head honcho's coming all the way down here to see you?
Oh, not just me. He's inspecting all the Quick Key stores in the tri-state area. He's in bump today. He'll be in Raytown tomorrow.
Well, B.D. ought to be in a good mood. Bernice is up 7/8.
Oh, honey, maybe you'll get a raise.
Oh, boy. I better get down to the store right away to clean out that stock room.
Well, start with that smutty calendar you got over the water cooler.
You mean Miss Padlock?
Yeah, that's her, the one with the big tumblers.
Say, wait up, Uncle Vin. I could use a new calendar.
Oh, for crying out loud. Bubba, it's 8 years old.
Oh, can't wait for Vinton to get his raise. Then I'm going to buy Sweet Pea a beautiful new christening gown.
Forget that noise. You are a Harper now. That precious gown of ours is part of a beautiful, loving family tradition, and you're going to use it whether you like it or not. Now, where the hell did I put that tattered old thing? Well, I should make it a rule never to buy clothes on vacation. Aloha.
Hey, Thelma, don't throw away that muumuu. If I let it out a few sizes, I can make Mother a lovely tube top.
More like a tub top. What do you suppose I did with that christening gown? I know it's got to be in one of these boxes somewhere.
Look at this, a souvenir snowball. New York World's Fair, 1939. Oh, this must have such sentimental value.
Yeah, dump it. The snow turned black in 1947.
Well, I'll just add it to my pile. It'll make a perfect darning egg for Mother's anklets.
Oh, I swear, you are the most creative pack rat I have ever known. I think you could recycle dandruff.
Hi, Miss Boylan.
Evening, Bubba.
Wow, Grandma, and you complain about my room.
Hey, this is nothing compared to your room. I've seen landfills that are tidier than that hellhole.
Say, what's in the file?
Oh, a bunch of papers, bills, receipts, bank statements. Here, I'll have a ball.
I think I'll pass. I've paper-mached enough piñatas this year.
You mean I actually get to throw something away?
No, Grandma.
Now what?
This is a stock certificate.
Let me see that. Well, this thing isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
But it's 10 shares of the Tri-State Trolley Company.
Bubba, there haven't been trolleys in Raytown since Alice and Pigtail.
Only your Grandpa Carl would be dumb enough to invest in trolleys. Should have clang-clanged his head.
Well, then why did he do it, Grandma?
Because he was a jackass, that's why. I wanted to invest in AT&T, but Carl said no. Telephones are just a fad. He said people would rather get on a trolley and go talk to somebody in person rather than to call them.
Pretty weird.
Don't tell me about it, Lord. It's that kind of logic that kept us out of the big time.
Well, can I take this to class with me today? We're having a discussion on how to avoid bad investments. This'll fit right in.
Be my guest. Well, at least I'm getting rid of some of the trash around here.
Hi, y'all.
Looks like I spoke too soon.
Vinton's not home yet, huh? Oh, I want to show him some of the stuff in this new issue of Infant Beautiful.
Oh, let me see.
I especially like the clothes in this section. Just Born and With It.
A gold lamé christening gown.
Uh-huh.
Well, for crying out loud, that poor baby looks like a midget Elvis impersonator.
Well, I am going to buy it. I think it makes a statement.
Yeah, that the baby's mother's got god-awful taste.
Vinton, take a look at this. Now, isn't this the cutest thing that you have ever seen?
Yeah, I guess so.
Honey, what is the matter?
Isn't it obvious? He can't stand the damn thing.
No, Mama, that's not it.
Then what's wrong, Uncle Ben?
Everything. By this time tomorrow, I'll be out of a job.
Oh! Honey, what do you mean, out of a job?
He means canned, fired, sacked. What, did you ask for that raise? Is that why they're giving you the heave-ho?
No, Mama, it's not just me. Quick Keys is going out of business.
Oh, Finn, are you sure?
Yeah, I got the word from Eddie at our store over in Bump.
Well, how did he know?
Oh, those Bernice bigwigs were there today, and they said they're getting out of Keys and into frozen yogurt.
Oh, no!
In fact, instead of severance pay, they gave Eddie a half a gallon of their new raspberry ripple.
Gates. Of course, what do you expect from a company that gives Frosty the Snowman key rings for a Christmas bonus?
Well, I am outraged. It's about time someone stood up to those corporate bullies.
What are you going to do, Miss Boylan?
I am going to write them a scathing letter. And believe you me, they are not getting the floral stationery.
Lord, I haven't seen her this mad since they canceled the Love Boat.
Oh, Vinton, why is this happening to us now? In a couple of months, I've got to take my maternity leave from Food Circus.
Oh, great. You're going to be off the checkout line, and he's going to be on the unemployment line.
Oh, now. There is no need for tears, Skeeter. This is not the end of Vinton Harper. Not by a long shot. I'll be back on my feet before you know it.
Oh, honey, do you really think so?
I know so. Now, you go downstairs, take yourself a nice rest, because your hubby has got everything under control.
Oh, baby, you are such a rock.
Is there anything I can do, Uncle Vin?
Yeah, Bubba. Run down to the drugstore and pick me up the afternoon paper. I got to check out the latest want ads.
I'll be back in a flash. Boy, you're really taking this well.
Well, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Well, Vinton, I never thought this day would come.
Well?
I'm seeing a whole new side to you.
Well?
I guess it took a crisis like this to show the world what my son is made of.
Oh, Mama!
Yes, it sounds like this job would be just perfect for my son, Vinton. Yeah, well, yes, I guess you could say that he is the key man where he works now. No, he's not a computer expert. Well, no, I can't say that he has had a lot of experience with nuclear energy. No, but if you forget your car keys, he can jimmy that lock in 2 seconds flat. Hello? Well, who needs your 70 Ks a year anyway?
Miss Harper, we have been over these want ads with a fine-tooth comb. There's nothing here that Vinton's qualified for.
Oh, I know. Let's think now. What is a job that requires no qualifications and no brains? Just a darn shame the vice presidency is already taken.
Ladies, I have a petition for you to sign.
Oh, well, we don't have time for this now. We're trying to find Vinton a job.
Well, if you sign this, maybe you won't have to. It's a petition to keep Quick Keys open.
What a great idea. Iola, there are only two signatures here, yours and your father's.
Well, Mother wouldn't sign. When she found out that the yogurt store was going to offer free toppings, there was no sway in her.
Well, I'm going to sign it.
I guess I will, too. Shoot, Iola, with four signatures and that scathing letter, you're going to have Bernice shaking in her corporate boots.
Well, one never knows. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah, and a bazooka beats them both, so what? See, I don't think there's anything that we can do to keep Vinton from getting his walking papers.
I'm afraid you're right, Miss Harper. My poor baby's probably grinding his farewell key as we speak.
Oh, Naomi, don't torture yourself.
Now, you better run on down to work yourself, or you two are going to wind up a no-income family.
Oh, you're right.
Well, Naomi, could you give me a lift to the mall? Maybe I can snag a few more signatures for my petition.
Sure, Iola. Gee, it's awful nice of you to help us.
Oh, I got to go down to the mall anyway. Mother just polished off her last cheese log.
Wanted, Girl Friday. Nah, he'd never pass the typing test. Lifeguard.
Hey, Grandma, guess what? Your worthless trolley stock is worth something.
Bubba, I got more important things on my mind than that stupid trolley stock. How much?
$240.
For this little piece of paper? I don't get it.
It's really simple, Grandma. Professor Chambers explained the whole thing to me. You see, Tri-State Trolley was bought by Beekman Bus Company, which was sold to Pepco Oil, who merged with National Foods, who was taken over by, get this, Bernice Corporation.
What the hell does all this mean?
It means you own 10 shares of Bernice.
Are you kidding me? Bubba, go get that professor of yours on the phone. I need a little financial advice.
Okay, Grandma. Well, what's going on?
I think maybe Bernice has met her match in Thelma.
Oh, and this is the heart of our operation, Mr. Larson, the key grinder. It's where we grind our keys.
It's where you used to grind your keys, Harper. You see, in the very near future, this will be the location of our state-of-the-art yogurt machine.
Are you sure this idea of yours is going to fly, Chetwin?
Absolutely, sir. Please, allow me to show you. According to our test marketing, the public prefers yogurt to keys by a 3-to-1 margin.
Oh, no, not in Raytown. Around here, people are crazy about keys.
Plus, it's more cost-effective. We don't have to employ overpaid locksmiths. We can hire unskilled teenagers at minimum wage.
Well, I suppose you do have a point.
Mr. Larson, Quick Keys has always made money for the company.
Not enough, Harper. Why, you haven't had one customer since we got here.
Oh, am I lucky? There is usually such a long line.
Oh, hi, Iola.
And yet, the employees know each and every customer by name. May I have 20 copies of this house key, my good man?
20?
That is correct. I have an extremely large family.
Since when? It's just you and your parents. And your mama doesn't even need a key. She hasn't been out of the house since VJ Day.
I knew this phony wasn't a real customer.
Well, I may not be a real customer, but at least I'm not a heartless, blood-sucking capitalist pig.
Take a hike, lady.
Fine.
Well, Iola, what about your 20 keys?
Never mind, Vint.
Well, I think we've seen enough. Let's go, Chetwind.
Right, you are, BD. We have 3 more shops to close down today. By the way, Harper.
Yes, sir.
Which do you prefer? Raspberry Ripple or Mocha Swirl?
Come on, ladies. Come on, let's get a move on. Come on, come on, and shake those muscles.
Mama, what are you doing here?
More stooges you hired to buy keys, Harper?
Are you B.D. Larson?
No.
Then butt out, flunky.
I'm B.D. Larson, madam.
Well, I thought as much. If ever I have seen a power suit, you're wearing it.
Well, I'm sure you didn't come here just to admire my wardrobe.
Shrewd, too. Now, I am Thelma Harper, and me and these ladies are Bernice stockholders, and we are here for a meeting.
What?
According to your corporate policy, an emergency meeting of the stockholders can be called at any time as long as there are 10 shareholders present.
That is not true, is it, BD?
Yes, I'm afraid so, Chetwynd.
What kind of idiot would institute such an asinine policy?
That idiot was the founder of our company, my late mother, Bernice.
A wise and wonderful woman.
Anybody see a spine around here? There seems to be one missing. I hereby call this meeting to order.
Just a moment, Mrs. Harper. What is the purpose of this meeting?
You are out of order, mister. You are going to have to wait until the chair recognizes you.
Oh, you recognize him, Mama. He's Mr. Larson.
Shut up. Now, fellow stockholders, the reason we are here is to discuss the dismissal of B.D. Larson as the chief executive officer of the Bernice Corporation.
This is absurd.
One more outburst like that, and I'm going to have my sergeant-at-arms Tilly there toss you out on your butt. Now, where was I?
You were about to fire Mr. Larson, Mama.
Thank you. As I was
Ms. Harper...
The chair recognizes B.D. Larson.
Ms. Harper, why do you want me fired?
Well, I will tell you why. Because you have lost sight of the principles of this company.
What do you mean?
Isn't Bernice known as the mega corporation with a mother's heart?
Yes, that's a slogan I made up myself in honor of my beloved mother.
Well, don't you think it is pretty heartless to be putting loyal employees like my son Vinton out of work?
That's strictly a business decision, Mrs. Harper.
Well, it's a stupid business decision. Do you happen to know that Raytown already has 3 yogurt shops?
It has. That's nowhere in your report, Chetwynd.
Well,
No, and I'll bet his fancy report didn't happen to mention that Quick Keys is the only key store.
No, it certainly did not.
Uh-huh. So, just what exactly is one of these poor defenseless women supposed to do if a prowler breaks into her house? Offer him a bowl of tofutti?
A pretty lame argument, if you ask me.
Nobody's asking you, Chetwynd.
Right.
BD. Now, just where exactly would we be without our friend, the key? Think about the young boy with his skate key on a string, or the teenage girl with the key to her diary. Whether it's a high-rise or a hovel, a Pinto or a Porsche, you got to have a key for it? Why, from Key West to Kankakee.
I catch your drift, Mrs. Harper.
From Buster Keaton to Diane Keaton. From Francis Scott Key to the Keystone Cops. From Kiwis to Key Lime.
All right, Mrs. Harper.
I give up. You win. Quick Keys will stay in business.
Oh!
Thank you, Mr. Larson. Thank you. Thank you.
He's a jerk.
Thank you.
Let the man go. Oh, say, BD, now that you realize the value of the key, don't you think it would be a nice thing to offer your key man here, Vinton, a raise?
Don't push it.
Oh, Mr. Larson, please, don't fire my husband. I'm with child.
He's Mr. Larson.
Mr. Larson, please, don't fire my husband. I'm with child.
Naomi, can the dramatics. Vinton is not getting fired.
He's not? Oh, baby, I knew you'd save the day.
Mr. Larson, if we have a girl, we're going to name her Bernice.
Huh?
Harper, I believe there might be a raise in your future after all.
Hey, why didn't I think of that?
Well, I think it's time to go, Chetwynd. Goodbye, Mrs. Harper. Ladies. Goodbye. Carry on, Harper.
Aye, aye, sir.
Where are we off to, BD?
Well, I'm going back to my office. Uh-huh. You're going back to the mail room.
Mama, you were terrific! How did you find so many Bernice stockholders so fast?
Oh, I didn't. All these ladies were over waiting to get their hair done at the beauty spot. They were nice enough to put down their family circles long enough to come over here and help me. Come on, girls. Just like I promised, washing sets all around. Hey, if you gals behave, there could be a pedicure in your future here. Hey, I told you I was here somewhere. Look what I found up in the attic. The Harper family christening gown. Lord, it looks like the moths went into a feeding frenzy.
Miss Harper, my baby is not going to be baptized in that old rag.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to spring for a new one.
Oh, Mama, those things don't come cheap.
I know that. I'll just have to sell some of my Bernice stock.
I don't know, Grandma. You better hold on to it. Bernice is up 2 points today.
Well, I'm not a bit surprised. I have complete faith in the corporation that employs my son.
Oops, read the wrong stock. Bernice is down 7 points.
Well, way to go, Fenton. Don't just stand there, sell.